Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome in to Sports Daily. We are glad to have you with us here on a Friday, TGIF. We're getting you ready for the football weekend, and we'll have the full cast. Jacob Albrecht here alongside TJ Cleland, Max Power. In producing, he's got your hotline at 869-1240. We've got your video streams at Facebook, YouTube, X. You can also get in touch with the program there. Thanks for watching us on the 12 News Connected app. Thanks for watching us and listening to us, I should say, on the Odyssey app. Glad to be here with you. We will make picks in the second hour. We'll get to Thursday Night Football. It's all coming to you, and it's all brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, featuring a hot link sandwich, split seared and served with a split top bun. Chips, a drink for only $9, perfect for lunch. Hot link sandwich now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. TJ, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. We're awake. We're doing the thing. We're talking about the football. Going to be an awesome Saturday. Going to be an awesome Friday. Lots to talk about. Coffee's brewing. We'll get it down here in a second, and then we'll talk some
See,
ball.
See, you screwed it up. One day
I
in.
I messed it up. I know.
One day in, you screw it up. You should, man, you just you can't have it. You should have been drinking coffee for 10 minutes now.
Can't do it.
Thanks to Prairie Fire Coffee for keeping us fueled up each and every day, by the way, here on KFH. We have a lot of good stuff coming for you. We will get to Thursday Night Football. We will get to, because it matters, right? The Ravens are on a two-game win streak and are the favorites to win their division, even though last week's first time they'd won a game in a long time. We'll talk about it. And the Dolphins may be done. How much longer are they going to let this drag out, I guess, if you will? But we'll have that. We'll give you some final thoughts, of course, on Chiefs Bills. We'll get you all the previews because we've got to pick them. We'll have everybody in the second hour, and then we will get you ready for high school football, which, of course, coverage here on Sports Daily of high school football, brought to you by Zintex Remodeling Group. Remodel your bathroom, little as one day, Zintex Remodeling Group, Zintex.com. We'll get to all of that throughout the show today. But TJ, come on now. We're burying the lead here. We're making money. Okay? You had every opportunity. I don't know what the deal is. I laid it out there for you yesterday on the first touchdown. The streak continues, and we're living large right now. You know?
I mean, we can't.
Mark Andrews, first touchdown last night.
I mean, you're like 6 for 10.
At least. I mean, it's been crazy. It's been wild on these things. And you can't ever let a heater rest, right? You got to keep feeding that bad boy because it's going to come crashing down at some point. But for now, it's not. And most of the time, the logic has been simple. Quarterbacks and tight ends in primetime games. I don't know what it is. But it just continues. We've now hit a bunch of them. You did not tail, correct?
Nope.
Why? I don't know what to tell you here.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Well, congrats to everybody who tailed. The other crazy thing about these, it's not that they're hit, which is great. They're hitting. It's great. They'd be good payouts. The thing that has made them so absurd for me is because of a specific promo on one of the apps, I bet way more on it than I ever bet on anything. And that's the one that keeps hitting. So we're doing good here. We're doing good this season. It's basically making up for all the other misses that it is. It makes you feel good when you look and the account has grown despite the fact that I was so close to hitting a couple more last night too. I needed 3 catches from Andrews. He only catches 2. They're both touchdowns. How about that? Early in the game, doesn't catch ball the rest of the way. And I would have made more money. And the over didn't hit. Would have been a separate bet making more money. But that was a good game. It was a good game to make money. Hopefully people did. Man,
you're at the point right now where I think you have a better hit rate on things that are 10-1 than 1-1.
I never bet anything that's 1-1. Because I don't bet enough money. Like I get bored with that. Like if I was betting big amounts, I'd bet that, but I don't. So I bet small amounts on same game parlays and that kind of stuff to bring up there to make it more fun. And they're sucker bets. I'm fully acknowledge and understand that they're sucker bets. I have no qualms with that. But yeah, those are about the only time I make a single bet usually are these first touchdowns. And they've been and this is all gonna come crashing down. I know it is now that we're talking about it, but it didn't last night and we've been talking about it. And Andrews hits at 14-1. 14-1 on that Andrews hit. That's the other thing, too. Like when you're taking quarterbacks and tight ends, typically you're getting great odds. You know, we told you we hedged with Kareem Hunt the other night just because it made too much sense, but only because he was at 15-1. The only reason I hedged with Lamar last night is because he was still at 10-1. Lamar Jackson was at 10-1. So, you know, here we go. We're having fun with it. I'm not going to do it now, I don't think, for Sunday night football. Who's even playing Sunday night? I can't give the people what they want. That's Monday night football.
Yeah.
And that will get interesting because those are two of the best tight ends. Their odds will be suppressed a little bit, but you have at least one quarterback in that game that does like to run around a little bit, Kyler Murray, if he plays. Sunday night
Seahawks
football.
Commanders.
Seahawks Commanders. Oh, boy. That is a tricky one.
Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I went with Ertz whenever that was. When did they play in primetime?
Recently. Monday?
Yeah.
Monday against the Chiefs?
Oh, no, we went with Hurt. Yeah, that's the one we went with Ertz and hedged with Hunt. Yeah. They also played the Bears in primetime not too long ago, but I went to the other game. No, that was the game I got Caleb Williams is what it was. It was the game I got Caleb Williams in on the first touchdown. I don't know on that one. I'll have to think about that a little bit. I don't even know who the Seahawks tight end of choice is. Barner. That might be an option. We'll take a look, but I can't give that to you now. I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'll remember to put it out on Twitter. You can check there. No promises.
Well, we're that kind of show now, giving out financial advice, betting advice.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. That's why I'm always leery to do it, but it's been a fun one. It's been a fun one to follow. It was a good Thursday night football game. Get into it. What's that?
We're the new Dave Ramsey show on KFH.
Yeah, Dave. Great investment advice. My only betting investment advice to people is just don't bet very much money. Like you will have as much fun and enjoyment betting $5 and $10 as you will $100. In my experience, anyway. when you start to bet big amounts, it sucks, kind of, because now you're nervous about losing. Don't ever bet more than you're afraid to lose. That's my, whether you're betting games or playing craps or whatever it is, just like use an amount of money that you're not going to like vomit over if you lose it. That's the only advice I ever have to people. Like, it's fun. Enjoy the game of it. Like, betting football dollars is still a blast. So have fun with it. It's not a money-making venture. Casinos are big and shiny for a reason. Like, you're not going to make money, but you can have fun doing it. And hopefully everybody does or doesn't. It's your own choice. But we did last night with Mark Andrews. Thank you, Mark Andrews, for that first touchdown. That was good stuff. I did what was funny, TJ. Quick shout out to Crestview Country Club for the Boo Bash, which was a lot of fun, by the way. If you are a Crestview member and you didn't go or you have kids, like, it was really good. They did a great job. They had a great buffet, had fun games. My son, my six-year-old son, nobody's karaokeing, TJ. Nobody. Guess who gets up there first and rips out a version of Thriller? My six-year-old son. I was so damn proud. Like, that was a huge proud dad moment. But a great event at Crestview. Give them a call. They have events all the time. The folks from the Wine Night were kind of migrating over. It was a blast. But I was there, so I was getting all these texts, including from you, that Andrews hit. That was pretty fun. All right, we'll come back. Let's talk Thursday Night Football. Are the Ravens all the way back here? Should we be worried? They were my Super Bowl pick. Let's talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The commercials are over.
Dude, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 9 matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That'll be on 12 News this weekend. A lot of folks out there, hopefully you're watching the local channels, because if you're a YouTube TV subscriber, you just lost ESPN. That has happened now. I just got the email last night, so you can't get the ESPN channels on your YouTube TV. If I am a subscriber, here's the issue that I have that I don't know the answer to yet. Like, if I'm a subscriber to YouTube TV, I'm pretty sure when I go to ESPN, like, I get some of the programming through the YouTube TV subscription, right? Like, through the ESPN app. So I don't know. I don't know really what to do yet. Hopefully they just get this worked out, but we're coming up on a college football Saturday. And that's going to be a big problem for a lot of people out there. But the good news is you can still get your local channels like 12 News. You can still watch Chiefs Bills on 12 News. Even if you don't have any subscription, you can get those over the air, which is always a lot of fun. All right. We are back here on this day. The Ravens and the Dolphins finish up their game, and it's a Ravens blowout, and they flex Lamar Jackson. So they get their win last week. They don't even have Lamar Jackson. And it's like, okay, they kind of needed that one. They kind of needed that one. Now they come in with Lamar back, and they didn't even have to run him much, which was a great development in that game for them. And it was interesting because the game probably should have been a little bit closer. Miami couldn't get one in the end zone. You know, it was 14-6. Could have been worse. And then in the second half, all of a sudden the Ravens score two quick touchdowns, and then just sort of, they didn't let off the gas, but it was clearly going to be enough. And then they turned over Miami a couple of times, and they get the win. Lamar Jackson threw four touchdown passes. I got to tell you, like, there aren't many players that if you remove, like, we got a firsthand example of how much Lamar Jackson means to this team. Lamar Jackson gets in here and just, it's a totally different team versus watching this team with Cooper Rush. I mean, they did get the win without him last week, but my goodness, like, to go from what they were without him to what they are with him is, if we want to talk about valuable players, it's absolutely wild how much better that team is with him. And so they get this win, and now all the questions are they back? Well, I think the answer to that question is 100% they are, quote-unquote, back. And now all of a sudden, you've got this team that is, again, one of the best teams in football that's going to be sitting there with a 3-5 record. Now, they don't have a ton of wiggle room right now, but the reality is at 3-5, they're only a game and a half out of first place right now to Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's about to play Indianapolis. But the Ravens in all of this have been so fortunate the way that their division has played out. But TJ, like, I put this team in the Super Bowl. If they can play that kind of defense, I'll put them right back there. Like, this is the team that scares me the most for as it concerns the Chiefs.
I agree wholeheartedly with everything that you said over the last 2 minutes. I was listening intently to pull back the curtain there. My computer just for some reason just turned itself off, so I had to go run and grab my laptop. But yeah, Ravens. I was a bit surprised, you know, that they are the favorites already heading into this week. The trust was already put right back after what we've seen, because it felt like they were obviously really beat up, but I felt like there was more issues than just, you know, the injuries. But I think I might be wrong about that, because I think that they just lost a lot of key guys, and I think that they're finally getting everybody
back.
They
did, but I mean, when you look at something like that, like Lamar is as valuable. Lamar is so flipping good. I mean, he was doing whatever he wanted last night. And Miami's not some juggernaut defense. They're not, but they've been decent against the pass this year. It's a quick reminder of, if this team can figure it out defensively, like they did a year ago as the season went on. Remember, last year they were one of the worst defenses in football too. And then by the end of the year, they were really good defensively. And they were Andrew's mistake away from advancing in the playoffs. So, like, they're really good. It's not going to go through Baltimore. I'm not sure it's going to go through Kansas City either this year. So you've got these two teams to me that would be my two favorites to win the Super Bowl, Baltimore and Kansas City. And they're going to play road playoff games this year. Almost certainly going to play road playoff games this year. The Chiefs, they've got a little more wiggle room, perhaps, but their schedule, as we've talked about, is an absolute nightmare. The Ravens' schedule is not. The Ravens' schedule is very soft. That's why the odds makers, even before last night, have had them remain the favorite to win that division for a long time. They're very good, though, and Lamar is as good a player as we have in this league, and he should have been the MVP last year, and he looks like, I mean, he's coming right back from injury, but in the games we've seen him this year, he hasn't skipped a beat. He has been fantastic. And all of a sudden, Derrick Henry is wildly dangerous again, right? When a team can't load up against him, he did a lot of Derrick Henry things last night. Wears him down. And then by the end of the game, he's breaking off huge chunk plays in the run game. Like that's vintage Derrick Henry. And all of a sudden, he ends the game with 119 yards. Yeah. That's what he does. He wear you out, and then in the fourth quarter, Henry's going to have just massive chunk plays.
Yeah. Let's flip the table here. What's going on with the Dolphins? Like, how bad are they? Are they the worst team
in
football?
They're pretty bad. No. I don't think they're the worst team in football.
There's been talks.
No, I don't think they're the worst. If Miami and Tennessee played right now, Miami would probably be favored by a touchdown. They're not the worst team in football. They're
bottom five.
They're bottom five, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. They are the most glaring team to make a coaching change. It doesn't feel like they're very interested anymore in the McDonald experiment.
McDaniel
experiment. McDonald. No offense to McDonald in Seattle, but they just kind of seem disinterested in it, you know. And Tua's kind of been saying things like that, probably when he shouldn't have, but he has. Tua is an interesting quarterback. He's good if everything around him is correct, right? Like if he has a good line and all his weapons and he's got the time to distribute the ball, he's a good distributor. But he's not an elite great quarterback in this league. And Achan's really good. Like they have these pieces. They do. They should be better than they are, I think. Even without Tyreek Hill, they should be better than they are. But they're not. And I think, you know, it's probably a coaching thing, and they're going to have to just sort of punt on this season. It'll be interesting to see what they do, though. If they stay bad, if they don't win any games, like if it spirals further out of control, they'll be in a position to take a quarterback probably. And what do you do at that point? You've committed to Tua, but would you be ready to turn the page? But because and we have to ask those questions, and they're really weird because Tua has been a pretty good player at times. But man, if you're not great at quarterback, you probably aren't doing much in this league. And right now they're not great at quarterback. So why wouldn't they do that? Right. Or do you try to reload around Tua, knowing that in the past he has been a good quarterback when everything's right around him, which it is not right now. I mean, they put way too much stock. If this is the Dolphins post Tyreek Hill, they put way too much stock in Tyreek Hill.
An older player. I agree. I don't think that they would take a quarterback, honestly. I don't think that this is a quarterback class that would, you know, entice them to do that when they do have two. I don't think you're going to draft somebody that's going to help you more than Tua can. But right now, Tua is not.
It's just like, what if the Chiefs thought that way when they had Alex Smith winning all those games? True. You know, like at some point, you got to take the guy. You got to take the guy. If you like
him. You got to take the guy, but I don't know if there's a guy, is what I'm saying.
Would you have said Mahomes was a guy?
I mean, he's a top 10 quarterback.
Would you have said Jackson Dart was the guy? He looks great right now. Would you have said, I don't know, Bo Nix was the guy?
No.
So, like, you trust your scouting. You trust your people. It doesn't matter what you and I think about the guy. I thought Shedeur Sanders was the best quarterback of the last class. We haven't even seen him play yet. So it doesn't really matter what we think. It matters what they think. And if they think somebody is really good sitting there, you got to do it. You have to. And then you deal with the consequences later. Green Bay thought Jordan Love was the guy. They did it. Before that, they thought Aaron Rodgers was the guy. They were right both times. Even when they had the guy, they were right. So we'll see what they do. I don't know that it's going to turn around, though. Like, the body language just isn't there. Like, every time they showed McDaniel, he looked disinterested. I mean,
it's true. Since the Tyreek injury, every single picture of a Dolphins player just looks like they're sad.
How much do you laugh every time we get like the capri pants jokes? Like, the whole McDaniel experience has been an interesting one. Like, the Joe Cool trying to, it reminds me a little bit of Cliff Kingsbury, except we know over time that Kingsbury is legitimately one of the best offensive minds in football. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, I don't know, maybe this is not politically correct. Sometimes you just need a big old fat guy out there coaching football. You know, you got to look the part. He doesn't look the part of an NFL head coach.
He's the classic experiment of the analytics dude. Not the dude watching on his couch, but like the dude who's just
more than that.
I know he was, but like I'm saying, like he stands for all the ball knowers at home.
That think, oh yeah, look at this. He's gonna come in and he's never gonna punt. He's gonna go for it on fourth down every time. Yeah, he's probably
to be fair to them. They were a playoff team a couple of years ago. They had a good team.
To be fair to him, he has had one of the top offenses in football pretty much the whole time he's been there. I think he's probably a really good coach, to be perfectly honest with you, all jokes aside. I think it's just not working there. And so, you know, he probably is not going to be a head coach again, but I think he's going to go be a coach immediately.
Have you seen all of Cliff Kingsbury? All the rumors that Chiefs people have been putting out that they're hoping that Nagy will go take an opening to be a head coach and they'll get Mike McDaniel as their offensive coordinator. And they're like, we will have the best offense football has ever seen.
That would be an interesting fit. I think he needs a little more input than Andy Reid would probably give him. Andy Reid seems to do well with his guys, like guys that have been with him sliding in. I would probably disagree with that online sentiment because McDaniel's never been with Andy Reid. Was he going to come in and change something? Yeah. He's not. So is he just going to come in and run Andy Reid's offense and help run Andy Reid's offense the most efficiently? Probably not. And that's not a knock on him. It's just kind of a reality to the way things go. But Andy Reid's going to run that offense for as long as he's there. So I think they're better off. This happens all the time. It happens with coordinators. You look at Washington's staff. We mentioned Kingsbury. It's obviously happened with Kingsbury. It happened with Dan Quinn. Now, Dan Quinn ultimately had some head coaching chops that went back to a Super Bowl appearance and everything else. But Steve Spagnuolo, great example of it. It just didn't work as a head coach. Close, but not there. just go be the best flipping coordinator ever. I heard somebody mention, and I think it was during the last Chiefs game, like there ought to be coordinators ought to have a spot in the Hall of Fame. And I think that's true. I think you wouldn't get it in any other sport, right? Assistant coaches don't make it in all these things, but coordinators feel different than other sports. Like Andy Reid doesn't have anything to do with that defense for the Chiefs. That's all Spagnuolo's game. So why not take a coordinator? And I don't even know how you do it. Maybe it's an honorable mention, but you go back and look like Monty Kiffin for the Bucks. All those years, that was one of the best defenses in football. He ought to be in there. Dick LeBeau, all those defenses for this, he ought to be in there. Hell, is Josh McDaniel going to be in there after what's happening right now with Drake May? Like some of these names that just like they're very good at that and they're just not good at head coach. It's an interesting idea, but maybe McDaniel can do that. He's not going to be the coach of the Dolphins for that much longer. I don't know if he makes it the rest of the year. I don't know, but he's not going to be the coach for very much longer. And then whoever inherits that job, it's an interesting job because you immediately walk into a Tua decision.
It's true. It'd be an interesting job to take. Everybody always talks about the, you know, whenever you take a job, like what are you walking into? And like if you were a coach right now, like if you were Matt Nagy, we'll say Spags, like if you were Spags and the Titans called, they're like, hey, we got a spot for you. You think he'd take that?
No.
I don't think he would. It's all about situation.
Nagy might, but Spags wouldn't.
I think it's all about situation. And so I think that the Dolphins are a situation where it would be a team.
Do you believe in the quarterback is the first question we should ask about every job.
Exactly.
Do you believe in the quarterback? Or is it such a high-profile job, as in Aaron Glenn to the Jets, perhaps, like that you just take it anyway? But the first question you have to ask for any job is, do you believe in the quarterback? Because if you don't, you're going to fail. If you don't have your quarterback in this league, you're going to fail. You know, McDonald, the coach of Seattle, who nobody ever heard of before, I would imagine wasn't the top candidate on their list. But when they were uncertain at quarterback, it gave him an opportunity. And they've caught lightning in a bottle. Geno Smith ended up being pretty good. And Sam Darnold's been a gift to them. And now they found this good coach. So there's lots of different ways to it. But guys like that have been around a while that are in pretty good situations, I don't think anymore you leave those unless you're walking into a quarterback. If you're walking into a quarterback, that's fine. But if you're not, and I think the Dolphins are far from a sure thing on that, you aren't. But Thursday Night Football's in the book. In the books, the Ravens are back. Man, that is a really good team. And I don't know whether I believe in the defense yet based on what we saw yesterday, but man, I believe in that offense. And right behind the Chiefs to me is the Ravens as the two best offenses in football. And I think they're absolutely a Super Bowl contender obviously now if Lamar stays healthy, but what a return for Lamar Jackson, 4 touchdown passes in his return. Almost just to show us, right? Like, yeah, I got a bum hamstring, but I'm just going to throw for 4 touchdown passes. And it kind of looked like he was playing with his food a little bit last night at times, just kind of batting it around a little bit. Like, all right, let's go throw for a touchdown. Why not? Just because we can. And I mean that. Like, it looked like they were doing whatever they wanted in that game. TJ, did you see Scott Woodward, the LSU athletic director, is out? They agreed to part ways. The program announced Thursday night.
I did not see that.
They agreed to part ways. He wasn't fired. They agreed to part ways.
Well, good thing he wasn't fired.
I guess you know what the funniest part of this story is?
What?
That Scott Woodward has a buyout of $6.5 million. I mean, what are we doing here? LSU is going to pay almost $60 million to a couple of guys to not just to go away. Get out of here. Here's $60 million for your trouble. Why are we doing this? Like, this
chaos
is
situation.
Why? Because that's the same guys negotiating all these contracts. Who did he even have to negotiate the Scott Woodward buyout with? Himself? You know what? I'm going to give myself a $6.5 million buyout on this deal. Like what? Like so stupid. I'm sure he did a lot of great things at LSU.
He won national championships. It's kind of nuts. I saw Ryan Clark going crazy about this on First Take yesterday because he's an LSU guy. He's like, he hired a baseball coach that won a national championship last year. He hired Kim Mulkey, who won a national championship.
Yep. That's great. I'm happy for him. He also lit $50 million on fire.
I agree.
And there is not a person in this country outside of, I don't think, the college sports world that can just legitimately lose as much money as these places are in these buyouts. I mean, you are lighting it on fire and keep their job. Oh, hey, yeah. Hey, Mr. School President, I want to fire Brian Kelly. Here's the catch, though. It's going to cost us $50 million to do it. And we're going to have to pay another guy to come in. And, you know, it's probably, you know, all said and told, it's going to be about $100 million decision here to do this. But, you'd be fired immediately. So, yeah, he's done a lot of great things, but let this be the cautionary tale to stop doing these stupid buyouts. It cost him his job. It cost him his job. And if a coach won't take the deal without a buyout, hire a different coach. Because guess what? You're firing that guy anyway.
Yeah. This got made its rounds yesterday. We talked about this in the crazy coach culture is about Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule gets a contract extension in Nebraska, and everybody's like, let's go. He's staying. He's not going to Penn State. We got Matt Rhule. He got an extension at Baylor and then left 4 months later to go coach the Panthers. So it's like, well, that you just got an extension. Now guess what? That buyout goes up.
It does. And again, they're holding him hostage. I don't understand. Just don't do it. If the guy wants to leave, because the buyouts get so crazy. Rick says we act like this doesn't happen with pro coaches and GMs. I mean, it kind of doesn't. Like we're not if who's been fired in the NFL this year? I don't think they were staring at $50 million buyouts in their deals.
Not even that. It's a bigger deal than it's a college because that's coming from college campus money.
Yes, they're publicly funded universities doing it too. That is a big part. And people will say, oh, well, that money's coming from somewhere else. It is, but that just means that person that's paying that money isn't paying it to the university. So it is coming from the university. And while none of us can afford a college education, I just can't stomach $50 million buyouts. Sorry. I have no sympathy for that. If pro teams wanted to do it, and I don't think that they do to that level, if they wanted to, fine. Like they're private companies that can do whatever the hell they want. You know, they might have. Yeah, okay. He says they might have to pay the remainder of a contract. Yes, they signed a contract though. I don't have a problem with that as much as just a buyout figure. Like, and even then, it's still like that's a private company. Jerry Jones can do whatever he wants with his money. It has no impact on anything. He's not running a public institution for it. So it isn't quite the same. And it's absurd. And the other thing about the NFL is if you went to an NFL coach, I mean, there aren't very many times where you could say an NFL coach would say, oh, well, I want a buyout, whatever that would even look like in the NFL, because they'll just go on to the next guy. A lot of these owners be like, okay, no, like that's a stupid thing for me to do. Like you might get fired in a year or two. Like I'm not going to do that. But we in college, it's got to be these agents. I don't know. And these agents, I think, represent a lot of pro guys too. But anyway, he loses his job because of a buyout. Woodward lost his job that he was, by a lot of accounts, really, really good at because of a buyout that he fired a coach for. If these coaches don't want to take the job without the buyout, let them go. Yep. Find your next coach that will.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about this, by the way. I'll circle it back to the story of last basketball season whenever everybody hated Jerome Tang and wanted to get him fired, and they couldn't do it because of the buyout. What do you think Jerome Tang's buyout was? Do you remember the number?
Before the extension?
No, after the extension.
$12
million? $5
million. Yeah.
Compared to $54 million that Brian Kelly
I forget what Greg Marshall's was, but the Shockers are...
His was only like a couple million, I think.
No, it was big. It was big.
Was it?
Yeah. It was big, but his was an interesting situation because
seven.
You had the issues at hand at the moment, like the I guess we can call them accusations that were verified to us by players, but whatever. The interesting part of that one was you had that situation and they still bought it out, probably because you had accountability that went further in some ways. So that's not even a totally comparable. That wasn't a lack of performance decision, I guess is what I'm trying to say, decision wise. No. It wasn't some lack of winning or something that spurred that on. Whereas Brian Kelly, just 10 wins.
Brian
a year
Kelly
wasn't
could have
enough.
Kept his job and it would have been fine.
It would have been fine. At least through the end of the year. The craziness of it is to me, and the buyouts, I get it, winning, they generate all the money. I don't disagree with all that stuff. But the reality is at LSU, you cannot give that kind of buyout if 10 wins a year isn't going to be enough, right? Like if Kansas gave Lance Leipold that kind of buyout, and I don't know that they're the best example of this. If K-State back in the day, here's a better example. If K-State back in the day would have given Bill Snyder that kind of buyout, it would have never mattered, right? It would have been irrelevant because you're not firing him. Yep. You've named the stadium after him while he's still coaching in it, right? You're not firing him. So it doesn't really matter at that point. That one is to protect you in a lot of ways. Like if he leaves, then he owes us some money, right? But they are not living in this fantasy land where 10 wins a year isn't going to be good enough.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so crazy about this one to me is you walk into LSU, they just fired Ed Orgeron, right? Mm-hmm. He won a national championship 3 years ago. So you know making the hire what that standard is. And you're going to include a $50 million buyout when the standard is that? It's such an unrealistic standard. You've got to know. Like they're never going to live up to that.
I think that goes into the coaches as well, though. I know that you're saying if they've asked for a buyout, hire a different coach. But like at the end of the day,
well, on a new search now they would do that, right?
Extensions, yeah, but like I'm saying,
extensions are a little dicier. But yeah, when LSU goes to hire the coach, if that coach demands a $50 million buyout, go find the coach that doesn't. There's
lots
of
them. The thing is, though, I mean, if you want. I don't know who a good example, like Lane Kiffin. If you want Lane Kiffin, who right now is the hottest coach in America and everybody wants him, you ask him to come to LSU and you fire him if he's got 10 wins, be like, yeah, I'd like a buyout, a big buyout too. Like you guys are going to fire me if I don't win a national championship. Like right. It's
so
such a risky job to take.
So that's where the idea has been floated around by some of more incentive-based stuff. Like you'll get, how about this? You get a $12 million bonus if you make the CFP.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, we'll get to the same amount of money. We'll just make it incentive-based. And then there's protection both directions, right? A little bit.
True.
Because if you're the school, you'll pay that right now. Here's a blank check for the value you would bring us if you have that kind of success. And if you're the coach, you know that – and you make the incentives crazier. It doesn't have to be CFP. Like, if you're Brian Kelly, you walk in and you say, 9-win season is worth $3 million. If I get to 9 wins, I'm making 3. And you escalate that so that there's your protection. I came in here and I won 9 and 10 games every year and you fired me. Well, you've made that money right on the other side. And that's where you're going to have to get creative and do something like that, because that contract structure would have allowed Brian Kelly to absorb all this extra money and LSU to fire him. And they can go do it again if they want to. But to give it on the front end like this, when you know that you're going to have to make a change if 9 and 10 wins aren't good enough, that is bad business. Like really, really bad business. It's $50 million.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like at some point you just have to lick your wounds a little bit, guys. Like you can't just, sometimes you just have to roll through the punches. And like, it's not like, and James Franklin's the same way. Like, it's crazy that those guys are getting fired.
Well, and you bring up Lane Kiffin. Like, if Lane Kiffin demands a $50 million buyout, like Lane Kiffin hasn't been more successful than Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
So what, like what, why would
everybody
wants
him? I mean, he has literally,
I know everybody wants him because he's the shiny new toy, but that's what I'm saying. You just,
he's got every ounce of leverage. He's got every ounce of leverage for every job.
Yeah, maybe if Nick Saban wants to come coach for a few years, like, is it, like, what are we doing?
Maybe if
here?
Bill Belichick wants to come back to college, we'll give him a nice buyout too.
Yeah, I bet they did.
They did,
because he's not taking that job if they don't. It's crazy. Let's see. Oh, Lane Kiffin. Again, we did this yesterday. Has what was it? It was almost. It was give or take one win.
I think it was the exact number, actually.
Yeah, the exact 20, number,
29 or something like that.
Yeah, and that's who's going to come in and replace. Like that's not even critical thinking skills. That's hiring the same thing.
Yeah,
like you got to go bold. And in some of these smaller schools that give the buyout, they don't have to worry about it because their coaches are just going to leave them anyway. But I think the difference is like. You're protecting yourself in that sense, but your standard is different. Part of the biggest problem with LSU is their standard is so high. It's unreasonable to give that kind of buyout when your standard is that high, because almost nobody ever is going to live up to that standard. And if that's the standard of the SEC, like they cycled through coaches and just rotate them around like nobody's business. And they just rotate them around like it's the same group of people. And they just keep getting more and more and more and more money. And it's an agency thing. That's where the governor was correct. Like, there's a reason the hottest name for every SEC job is another SEC coach that's probably represented by the same guy. Because they're the ones saying this is the hottest name for the job. Critical thinkers go and find Tulane's coach to be the next coach of LSU.
If they hire the Tulane coach, people are going to lose their minds.
People will lose their minds for 5 minutes until he starts 5-0, and then they'll all say he's the best coach ever.
That's true.
People do that. You just got fired. You just got fired anyway. Scott Woodward or whoever the replacement is, you just got fired anyway. So go make a bold move. Winning national championships in every other sport wasn't enough because you bought, you know, it's just, I don't know. Why would you go down that road again? And they will. Make no mistake, they will. They'll go down that road again. And good luck. The governor yesterday, I don't know if you saw this doing his interview round, said they weren't going to make the BCS anyway this year.
Yeah. I don't think they are either.
They won't. They won't. And I feel bad for him. I say stuff like that all the time. All right. We'll come back. Hour number two means football picks. We'll do that. Having a little fun here on a Friday edition of Sports Daily. Don't go away. All right, welcome back in for another hour, everybody. Jacob Albrock, TJ Cleland here. Max Power covering us back in studio. He's got the KFH hotline at 869-1240 that you can call in. You can leave us comments on our video streams on Facebook, YouTube, X. We will make some picks in just a little bit. We will get you ready for high school football. It's all coming, and it's all what's on tap. Brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cooperstown Pizza, Sriracha Cream Cheese Base, tossed with chicken, bacon, mushrooms, and mozzarella. The Cooperstown now available in a lunch or full size at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here. We come back in, and we are glad to be with you here on this Friday. We've been talking to LSU coach. Boy, it doesn't help Brian Kelly that nobody seems to have a nice thing to say about him at all. And
I will. He's a good coach.
He is a good coach. I think he's a good coach. I've always thought he was a good coach. Brian Kelly is an interesting one. He was the coach in Division II for a long time and had just like a dynasty at Grand Valley State. They were very good. They won they went to three straight national championships, won two of them. And that was when I was in college, right there toward the end. And I was like, man, here's this guy. They never lose any games. Those last 3 years were wild. And I was going to a Division II school. And so I'm trying to like make the case like great coaches are great coaches. This guy could coach anywhere. And I think it was Notre Dame at the time that had an opening or somebody big. And I was like, they should hire Brian Kelly. And it was like, oh, you're crazy. Well, then he ends up going to Central Michigan, has some success, goes to Cincinnati, has a lot of success, right? And then goes to Notre Dame and has a good run there before his time at LSU. So he is a good coach. He's won everywhere he's ever been, but he has a reputation of kind of being a jerk. And that's, of course, getting pounded, people pounding their chest about it right now. But he continues to just remain in the headlines. I mentioned this right kind of when you lost your connection, TJ. This YouTube TV ESPN thing has come to a head. We do not have. If you're a YouTube TV subscriber right now, I don't think you have ESPN. I haven't turned mine on this morning, but I got the email overnight that they're done, that they're disconnected. And it's so funny to me, like all the cord cutting and everything that everybody's done and all of these things. And we're back to cable. By the time you get what you want, you're back to an expensive cable bundle. This is why cable was expensive all those years anyway. But they're going to pick and choose. And YouTube TV, at least what they send me, they're going to offer people like $20 if they don't get this figured out. And that's a pretty good gesture, to be perfectly honest with you, because that's like I have YouTube TV. I have YouTube TV because it is, to me, the easiest place to get all the sports that I want to watch in one easy to go place. If they don't have ESPN, like especially coming up on college basketball season where it's the most evident for me,
They know what they're doing too, to make this contract expire in the middle of college football season as college basketball is about to start up. Like they did this at a good point to get everybody fired up about, hey, look at this, we're about to lose this.
Who's the greedy one here? Like, who are we blaming? Who do we cast ESPN. Blame to on this?
ESPN. Because ESPN is trying to hold, I think, this is, you know, commentary. But
it's their programming.
Yeah, but this is my commentary on the situation, is that this has happened so many times now because they, like, YouTube TVs have the same, you know, price to viewers that attack. Like, I don't think that YouTube is trying to, or Google, whoever runs, I think Google runs YouTube TV, is trying to like increase their triple bottom line by like trying to lowball ESPN, because they know that that's a driving force of what probably 80% of their customers, at least the over majority, want. And so I think that this is ESPN, especially now with their app that you can just go watch ESPN on now and not need YouTube TV, saying, hey, like, we don't really need you anymore. Like, if you want us, this is what price that we want.
They do need YouTube TV. This will get done. They need them because a lot of they need viewers and they still need
that. That's what their whole point. If you're going to subscribe to YouTube TV, you just subscribe to our service.
Yeah, that it's I think it's just a negotiation and it's unfortunate, but you work in the television industry, these broadcast rights deals, you probably should be on the side of ESPN because the distributors are like the biggest chunk of change coming into local TV affiliates, I think, is still those broadcast right deals to the distributors. And those have shrunk significantly over the years. So like everyone wants to throw stones at ESPN and I get that. This is ESPN's programming and they think it's more valuable. And they think YouTube TV ought to have to pay more to have it. And yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
It's a negotiation, like you're saying, and I agree. And I mean, both sides are entitled to, you know, the prices that they're bringing to the table. But unfortunately, you know, if one side budges, whatever side it is, it's going to be at the foot of the viewers, which kind of sinks.
ESPN has a history, I think, of overplaying its hand on things. Longhorn Network, you know, maybe, I don't know. There have been examples of it where they probably are a little too aggressive on stuff, but I will say like they're making a big over aggressive mistake if they don't think they need YouTube TV or other people, because the reality is, yes, they have an app. It's great. It's fine. Whatever. I don't use it very often. I use YouTube TV. The only time I use it is when it's a plus game and I'm watching the Shockers or college football when it's KU. That's literally the only time I use the ESPN app. I'm going to YouTube TV to watch ESPN, which I think is what the majority of people are doing. If they lose that, their audience will shrink tremendously and they can't afford that, because then they can't boast the viewership to go sell the big ad dollars for Monday Night Football, right? Yep. Like that's where it's going to be a big problem. And I think that's where YouTube TV, they're still, like, their value to the table is distribution, right? It's the distribution piece. Like, we can get your product out to the most people. And that also benefits you, by the way, when you sell ads. I think this will probably not last very long. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they had it back by tomorrow in time for college football. Yeah.
They will.
They will. So, you know, we'll just, and the reason this sucks so hard is there's a lot of businesses out there that may be reliant on that programming, like in their restaurant or their bar, that they've already subscribed to this stuff. And they're just like, oh, wait a minute. Like, I can't have a college football Saturday here. Like that, like that sucks. That's where this really gets to be a pain in the ass, quite frankly.
This is pretty fun. I pulled up my YouTube TV and like I literally, it's one of the only things that I watch, ESPN, like just SportsCenter all day basically, or whatever, Get Up and all the shows like that. And so that's always like my first 10 suggestions of ESPN, ESPN News, ESPN
suggesting
News. Now I'm looking at The Real Housewives on Bravo, HGTV, Pets and on Animal Planet.
I'm telling you, the Smithsonian channel. Local TV and sports are legitimately the only thing I watch on there. Because if I watch like shows, and I love good shows, I'm watching those on the apps, right, that I have, like, which aren't very many, to be honest. Like, I just have a handful, but there's enough
there.
That's
what's so weird about the way that TV has gone, and it's true, and like we talk about it all the time, is that like there's no reason to have cable unless you want sports or the news, and like literally anything else. Like nobody's buying cable to watch George and Mandy or whatever, the Big Bang Theory, like
because they can get that other places.
Yeah, you can watch it on Hulu if you want it. Yeah, and it's $10 and not $100.
YouTube TV is very, I mean, I'll be honest, like if YouTube TV didn't have the Red Zone channel, I wouldn't have YouTube TV.
Yeah,
that's why I even went there in the first place. I'll probably just go to whoever has the Red Zone channel. Because my favorite television experience is a Sunday with the Red Zone. So like we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not in any rush because I don't really care right now, but we'll see what they do. But I bet this is a quick negotiation. At some point, both sides need to just be like, you know what? We kind of need each other. Let's get this. Let's figure this out real quick because this is silly. Like we're being dumb here. And they will. You think ESPN wants to go into a college football Saturday when their audience is about to just get annihilated? I'm an advertiser right now, and I have bought ads, television ads, in a variety of places. If I saw this happening, I'd be on the phone with my rep right now saying, if you guys aren't out to YouTube TV this weekend, you better pull my ad. I'm not paying for an ad because you're not going to be able to deliver it to as many people as I bought it for.
Yeah. It's true. That's the other part of it, too. It's a big deal. But, I mean, that's the big question about, you know, I don't know. This is what I'm saying is that, like, they are going into a college football Saturday. You don't think that there's going to be, I don't know what number you want to throw out there, people that, you know, I don't even know who's played on there. But, like, if you're an Alabama fan, they've got the 11 a.m. kick. And it's just like, man, like, I'll go pay $40 to go get the subscription so I can watch Alabama play. Like, they're going to get an uptick. Big time tomorrow.
You think ESPN?
Hopefully. Oh, yeah. I think they will. I think that people are desperate. Like, people will go to extreme. Like, that's the reason that pay-per-view fights exist.
But that's not sustainable.
No. Right. But they're going
to
get them.
It's not going to be as many. Back to the advertisers. You're buying an amount of people. It's not some floating number.
Now you're going to get into legal talk whenever you talk about the ads.
Well, no, you can just pull it. You can pull an ad. I mean, you could just say, nope, sorry. Like, you're not going to be able to deliver. Most of the time, you're fighting for that space if you're an advertiser, because it's the best return on your investment right now, to me, in my opinion, is live sports. And you're about to lose a lot of what you're buying. So it will be interesting. My prediction is solved before college football kicks off on Saturday, but we'll see. Good news is NFL football, you can watch it all right on 12 News this weekend. Let's make some picks when we return on Sports Daily.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily, and we are here with you on this Friday, ready to make some picks. Glad to be with you. Brandon Zinner will not be able to attend, but I do have his picks. So we've got all kinds of fun to have over the next few minutes here. Three college games, three NFL games. TJ, I haven't seen the standings. I don't know if you sent them or not, but
oh my gosh, I haven't tallied them up yet.
We'll be fine. We'll get those to you before the end here. We're gonna make up a random order of picks then, because I don't have the numbers in front of me. But I do have the games. Max, hit it. Let's make some picks.
Hey, sports bettors. Ready for some picks destined to fail? Time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
And we'll do it. We'll start with the college end of this. We are joined now by Tommy Caster and Paul Savage to make these picks. And we'll just go in a random order. And we're going to start with one of the early ones, K-State at Texas Tech. Texas Tech at K-State. K-State at home. Getting 7 points. I'll just go first here. I want to believe in K-State badly. The door is open for them. I am a little concerned, though, about how they're going to move the ball against this Texas Tech defense. 7 points is a lot of points at home. Texas Tech returns their quarterback. I'm going to real tentatively take Texas Tech and lay the points here. We'll see. This is a huge test for K-State, but I'm going to take Tech and I'm going to lay the points. TJ?
I'm taking the Cats. They're covering a touchdown. This is going to be a grind them out game. They got their quarterback back, but he hasn't played in a month. That might be worth something, and K-State's playing like one of the best teams in the Big 12. This was probably going to be like a pick'em line heading into the season. It'll be really close, and I'm taking K-State to keep it close because they're playing like the team they should have been before the season. Give me the Cats.
Tommy, we were texting during the Sunflower Showdown about just like Avery Johnson as a passer looked incredible in that game. He only completed 11 passes, which is just wild to think about. But it'll take probably that or more if they want to take down Texas Tech. Can they do it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that Kansas State is clearly trending up, and they have over the last few weeks. They've really been able to shake off the absolutely putrid start that they had to the season. Texas Tech, though, they've been a team that I think I picked them to win the Big 12 at the beginning of the season, and I know that they've had quarterback injury issues and different things like that. This is going to be a really fascinating game to see if Kansas State can continue to trend upward or if Texas Tech can assert their dominance in potentially being the Big 12 champions down the road. So I think because of that, I'm going to stick with my preseason pick. I'm going to join you, Jacob, and take the Red Raiders, and I'm going to lay the 7.
Ball, Texas Tech, when they've had Mateer, has been a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense. That, you know, it's on paper, this is going to be tough, but K-State might be the hottest team in the Big 12 right now.
I've watched Texas Tech on Saturday afternoons as much as anybody in the country, and I've been, or at least in this, our little group here. And I'll tell you this, they're a fun team. They're a good team. They're a really good football team. And for that, and by the way, K-State has kicked my butt all year. You know, I've gone against K-State. That's really hurt me in my overall rankings. The same with KU, and we'll get to that in another second. But I'll tell you what, one more week, I'm going against K-State. I'm taking Texas Tech. I'm doing it because I'm still not convinced K-State's for real. But you know something? I'm starting to warm to that possibility that they are for real.
I love that they're at least in a game of magnitude again this year.
Correct.
Brandon is taking K-State. So it is as even a split as we're going to find on that game, and it should be a whole lot of fun. All right, Oklahoma State at KU. KU laying 24.5. I honestly feel like that's a big number, 24.5. TJ, where are you going with this one?
That is a very large number. And I think I'm going to take it. I think this is a game that we're not going to see Jalen Daniels play past the first half. It's finally going to be the Isaiah Marshall game in the second half, and they're going to let him cook, let all the young guys in there, and I think the Oklahoma State is really, really bad.
Tommy?
To you.
Yeah, here's the really interesting thing, a little piece of trivia about this. The two guys that are interimly leading, is interimly a word? They're the interim leaders of Oklahoma State. Our former coordinators for the Jayhawks, Doug Meacham and Clint Bowen, both spent time with the Jayhawks. Clint Bowen did for a long time. He was one of the interim head coaches for Kansas at one point. They're both down at Oklahoma State now. I don't think that's going to matter. That being said, though, 24.5 is really, really large. I think that the Cowboys can keep it within 3 touchdowns, I think. So I'm going to take Oklahoma State. I think it's going to be probably about a 3 touchdown game. So give me the Cowboys. I'll take the 24.5.
Tommy's taking a 21 point KU win, which means he's on the Oklahoma State side. Paul?
Well, KU has beat me down. Been a disappointment, at least for my bookie works right here. I'll tell you right now, I'm off of KU. I'm done with KU next week. I'm taking KU.
All right, so Brandon is taking KU. I'm just trying to look back because these are these funny lines. Texas Tech blanked Oklahoma State 42-0 last week in a game where they lost their backup quarterback. Cincinnati covered the number when they played them. Houston did not cover the number. Arizona State covered the number. Baylor would have not covered the number. So it's hard like this. I'll take Kansas at home. Kansas has to, like, if they're going to just kind of keep everybody from having the conversations with some people that they've been trying to have. They need a big, convincing, beat the crap out of them kind of a win. And so I'll bet on Jalen Daniels and that offense to be able to do that in this game. Give me KU. Tommy gets an island there. All right, Cincinnati at Utah. Utah is a 10.5-point favorite, Tommy, against a team in Cincinnati who hasn't lost a Big 12 game yet.
Yeah, I mean, Utah, I've not been on them for most of this season. In fact, I'm pretty sure I picked BYU when BYU and Utah played each other. And for some reason, I just haven't really been high on Utah. 10.5, getting into double digits, taking on a team in Cincinnati that, like you mentioned, is undefeated in Big 12 play. I know this game is at home, but double digits in that regard, that's going to be a tough task, taking on an unbeaten Cincinnati team in conference play. So I'm going to take Cincinnati on the road. I'll take that 10.5. I think Utah can win the game, just maybe not by 10.5.
Paul?
Well, you know, Cincinnati has been an interesting team. I really wasn't planning on watching much of Cincinnati through the course of this year. I mean, you'd see it, you'd see it's coming on and they're going to play somebody, and you'd go, well, I don't need to watch too much of that. Turns out I should have watched more than I've been watching. And when I watched Cincinnati, I'm impressed. It's a good football team. Is it 10.5 points better than Utah? I don't think so. I also, along with Tommy, is going to take Cincinnati.
All right, taking those points. Cincinnati this year is, they're not jumping off the page at us at really anything that they do, quite frankly. They're just winning. That's the thing that they're jumping off the page at. Utah, meanwhile, quietly, very quietly, is boasting a top 15 offense and a top 15 defense this year. Their only losses are to unbeaten BYU, very close game. And then they lost at home to Texas Tech in a game where they were physically dominated. My gut on this told me to take Cincinnati because it's too many points. But I think everybody in the world's going to be taking Cincinnati. I'm going to take an island here. Utah's a weird place to go play. Give me the Utes. I'm going to lay 10.5. Give me the Utes. TJ, Brandon is taking Cincinnati. Are you going to give me this island?
I'll give you the island. I have a special connection with Brendan Sorsby since he almost smoked me in the face with a spiral at the KU game. Ever since then, I've been riding with the Bearcats.
Since you'll have their hands full, Utah's good. Like they're. I was surprised when I was looking them up that they've been statistically as good as they've been, because they kind of seem boring, right? They have not been. They've been a really good offensive and a really good defensive team.
TJ, way to get in there and make it about yourself.
That's what I'm good at.
I love that.
Especially when it's such a disappointing moment in life.
Yeah.
Top regrets in life is TJ's, you know, old man Cleland's going to be on his deathbed and somebody's asking him about his greatest regrets in life.
I didn't catch the pass from Brendan Sorsby, son.
Not catching that ball on national television. It'll be up there. It'll be up there. All right, Broncos, Texans. It is a 1.5-point game. The Texans at home are favored. I think I'm up first again here. I'll finally buy in on Broncos. I really wanted to take Houston in this game. We know Patrick Surtain's out now. Houston's going to attack that with Nico Collins. You know that they will. But Denver's kind of been able to run the ball lately. Houston's got a top defense. This feels like just kind of a slugfest, slog it out kind of a game. Bo Nix with his legs feels like an impact in this game. I'm going to take Denver. I'll take the 1.5. This one's hard. This is as hard as any games I think we have all week. TJ?
I'm going to go Broncos as well. I can't believe that the line has flipped to make them underdogs in this game, because what we've seen in the Texans early on this year, there's a lot of...
Texans. Beat the hell out of San Francisco
last
week.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of hype going into that game, and I don't believe it. I'm taking the Broncos. They beat everybody.
They do. They find ways to win. Tommy?
Yeah, this is the easiest game of the week for me to pick. It's absolutely the Broncos getting points. And the reason I say that is because, as you mentioned, Jacob, their running attack is absolutely for real. Between J.K. Dobbins kind of being the main guy between the 20s and then R.J. Harvey getting the touchdowns, that's kind of been the name of the game on the ground for the Broncos. And then you add in Bo Nix and what he can do also as a change of pace, you know, throwing the ball with his arm and then also taking off and running as well. I'm not a Sean Payton fan, but I do think the Broncos are for real. They look like maybe one of the top three or 4 teams right now in the AFC. So the fact that they're getting points, I know it's on the road. Give me Denver. I'm going to take those points.
Paul, Brandon sent his pick, so you know very well that you could take an island with Houston here at home.
You know something? I was going to take the Broncos, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. I was going to take the Broncos. However, we're getting to that point of the year where you got to start, you know, challenge the system a little bit. You got to think ahead. You got to think, here is an island. Okay, I might miss this, but if I win this, I pick up a game on all of you suckers. I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans because I want the island.
I just have this feeling that this will be Denver's fall flat week when I finally pick them, but we'll see if that works out for you, Paul. All right, the big one, Chiefs, Bills. TJ, you're up first now. Bills are 1.5 dogs. That's where we're picking it. Who knows where that line ends up by Sunday, but right now for us, it's at 1.5. Buffalo getting 1.5 at home.
Josh Allen is really good against Patrick Mahomes in the regular season, and that's the one thing that keeps replaying over and over in my head. But my heart is telling me the Chiefs are finally going to do it because this Chiefs team is freaking awesome. Chiefs going to cover that number.
1.5. Tommy, you agree?
Yeah, I mean, look, like this is the true definition of a coin flip game. I mean, obviously, this could go absolutely either direction. I don't think the 1.5 really matters at all. We should just be picking this game on the money line. Yeah. Who's going to win the game? I mean, that's really the way that it stands. I don't have a good read one way or the other than just the fact that the Chiefs seem to be clicking into gear at this point. And solely for that reason, I know the Bills are fantastic, but I'm going to join TJ. I'll take the Chiefs.
That puts you up next, Paul.
Well, this might be another island. I don't know. I'm kind of looking at it that way. You know, I really like both these teams. I think both these teams can win the game. I think both these teams can cover the points, 1.5 points. I mean, this is kind of just a flip of a coin. But I think this is trending to the Chiefs. And I'm looking to make up points. I'm looking to gain on you guys. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and take the Bills because I think it's going to be another island. That's what it's looking like to me.
Brandon takes the Chiefs. It won't be an island, Paul. I'm going to take Buffalo. Look, I think the Chiefs are the best team in football. If I had to pick a team to win the Super Bowl right now, I'd pick the Chiefs. But we're in week 9 or whatever we're in. We're not at that point of the season. Buffalo, after that bye week, absolutely annihilated and embarrassed Carolina and at least gets them – they got themselves back on track. If nothing else, they looked really good last week. I think it's going to be a classic game. I think both quarterbacks are going to play well. It's just, you know, what's the difference? Maybe it's home field. So I'll take Buffalo. I'll take the 1.5. I do think the 1.5 could come into play. I would rather see it at, you know, 2.5, which is probably where it will be this week. And this isn't a game I'm putting any money on or anything else. I'll take some player props, but I'll take Buffalo. They've been good in this matchup, especially at home in the regular season. Brandon taking the Chiefs. That takes us to Sunday night football. Seahawks at Commanders. Commanders are 3-point dogs at home, Tommy, with Jaden Daniels, we assume, back.
Yeah, I mean, I was at Arrowhead on Monday night to watch Washington. There was really nothing that impressive about the Commanders. I mean, I know that early on in the game, they forced a couple of turnovers against the Chiefs. Marcus Mariota ran the ball okay, I guess, but that was mainly it for Washington. I know that they may have Jaden Daniels back in this game. Terry McLaurin will not be playing. He re-aggravated that injury on Monday night, so that's a big-time deep threat gone for Jaden Daniels. I really am not overly impressed right now with what I see from Washington, and I thought they were going to be a lot better than what they have been so far this season. So knowing that, I know it's on the road, and I know the Seahawks are laying points, and I don't love laying points with a road team necessarily, but I think I will take Seattle. I'm going to lay the 3.
Laying points with a road team, Paul, that has to travel across the country.
Well, I
don't
know.
Think that matters as much in primetime games, but, you know, it's a thing.
Well, but they're playing the Commanders, and I have really – I mean, I'm talking about – you know, week 3, 4, I really started losing confidence in the Commanders, and I'm not sure I've gotten any of that, you know, that confidence back in this team, fellas. I've got no prediction that they can win this game. Although it's 3 points, but you know, in professional football, who knows? I'm going to take the Seahawks. I think this might be the easiest pick of all the picks we're making today. This is the easiest. I'm taking the Seahawks.
Brandon's taking the Seahawks as well. I'm struggling with this one either. I put hard ones on there. I kind of went and said, which ones do I not have a good feel for? Jaden Daniels is Jaden Daniels. And Tommy, you know this because we talked about it all offseason. I have not been a believer in the Commanders to get back to where they were last year. Now they've had all these injuries. They really miss Terry McLaurin. Seattle, oh man, I think I'm gonna bet on Jaden Daniels at home. Wow. I'm gonna take the 3 points and just see if he can't have a superhero game a little bit. I did think their defense in the first half looked a lot better than it had. And if they can, we know Sam Darnold under pressure, remember, sees ghosts and all those things. If they can get a little pressure on him like they did on Mahomes, he's probably going to make some mistakes. I'll take the points at home. I'll take Washington.
I was sitting here typing in Commanders for my pick because I was sure that I had my Seahawks down and I was switching it to Commanders because I was sure I was going to get that island there, but you switched it up on me. Also, I was sure that we were going to get a Paul Savage quote in there about how they're going to go to Washington, D.C. and be distracted by the government shutdown antics and not be able to play in this game.
It's a factor.
I'm going to take the Seahawks in this one. As PJ Glasser likes to tell us, the Seahawks have the 12th man at home, but they kind of suck at home, but they're really good on the road. So I'll take this one. I agree with Tommy. I was an Arrowhead, and I was not moved by the Commanders. I don't think that Jaden can fix those problems. I'll take Seahawks and lay the points.
Yeah, listen, I thought I might get an island there, and Jaden Daniels with points at home. We'll see what kind of legs the young fella has. That's it. That's six. That's our games. We'll see how
three islands on the board this week. And I tallied up last week's. I got the results for you. Okay, coming in last, Jacob and Paul and Tommy all go 2-4. Brandon goes 4-2. TJ goes 5-1.
I want to start us here on a Catch a Kansas Friday on the beginning of the playoffs, Paul, with what I believe is a rematch, correct, for you guys at East, taking on Dodge City. You just played them not that long ago.
Well, last Friday we went out to Dodge City. We'd already figured out, so we'd already, you know, seen the possibilities that if we won out in Dodge City, we would play Dodge City again the next week. That looked like it was going to be a fact. But if we won in Dodge City, we would come back and play the first round here in Wichita. Well, it turns out we did not beat Dodge City. So guess what? We're getting on a bus again. We're going to repeat for 2 weeks in a row, driving to beautiful Dodge City, Kansas.
Wagons West, out there. So what did you guys learn, Paul? It was a one-score game, if memory serves.
Right.
It was close. Probably feels coin flippy again here in this one. But this is the kind of first-round matchup we get excited about.
Right. When you go up and down, all your great matchups in the first round are going to be teams that are in the middle of the rankings. You know, your 8s, your 9s, your 7s, your 6s. Those are going to be the fun matches because they're good teams. I mean, you know, how much fun is it going to be? And no offense to North, you know, those kids give great effort. I don't care what you say, how good they are, no matter what, you know, size, speed, whatever. Those kids work hard. They try. I really mean that. But there's no joy in North going and playing Mays. I mean, it's just, you know, who wants that? But with that being said, you know, the middle part of these brackets is always going to be fun and interesting. And I think both Dodge City and East would say, hey, either team can win. Who's going to show up, make the adjustments from last week, and are going to be able to do the things that it takes to win the ball game? Because I think it's two fairly evenly matched football teams. So we'll just see who has made the best adjustments, who has done the best job of preparing, and we'll go from there. The one thing that I'm hopeful on the game for tonight is that the southeast winds are not there tonight. Last week, the southeast winds, the wind was from the southeast. And, you know, in the southeast part of that town, there's like these huge cattle places, you know, that process.
Smell meat. Of money, Paul. Smell well, of money.
Smell it. It smelled like something. I wasn't sure it smelled like money for like 4 hours in that stadium, but it smelled like something. But anyway, my hope is the winds are from the north at least.
I grew up with basically a feed yard in my backyard, and that was our go-to line. Smells like money.
Smells like money. That's true.
All right, let's stick with the big schools here, TJ. I think one that we've sort of highlighted and you guys have, you know, featured it a little bit is Southeast, and what they've done is such a great story this year. Size it up. It looks like not only have they had this great season, first time in more than 20 years or whatever that they've gotten to six wins. Not only that, they have a real good chance to advance in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. First time they've won six games since 2007, so just about 20 years. If they win tonight, it'll be the first time since 2000 that they've had a seven-win season. And so, the best sound – I talked to them earlier this week, did a feature on them, and they will have more on them this afternoon. It's the game of the week that we decided to do this one on. The best thing that I heard from them is I talked to their coach. It's the second year there. And I said, how are the kids handling, having this much success, having a 6-2 regular season? How are they handling it? And he said, they don't know what to think. They've never done this before. They don't know what to think about this. They're learning as they go. But, man, they've got some guys. They've got, 28 seniors, they were telling me, a lot of upperclassmen. They do things really well. Their only two losses were against Capen and Northwest, I believe, or something like that. I mean, two buzzsaws. I mean, other than that, they handled their business with everybody else, won some tough games, and they get to host a playoff game tonight, which I couldn't figure out how long it's been since that, but you'd think it'd be just about 20 years as well to get some home field advantage in the playoffs. So they're pumped about it. They get Heights tonight, should be able to take care of business there. They had that game earlier on in the season that they won. So just an awesome story to feature a school that used to be awesome. And that Paul will tell you about, but it's cool to see whenever they're good, it feels like the middle of the City League is floating up a little bit, which is always great for the City League.
Yeah. Well, and I want to ask you about the City League, because you guys, Paul coaches for East, for the viewers that haven't caught on, you guys see all of these teams. Carroll gets the win last night, old school Paul Savage football, 14-0. What do you think of the City League this year, Paul, overall, as we now turn the page into the postseason?
It's been so much fun watching teams like Carroll. Carroll's been down. Carroll's been down the last couple of years, as you guys well know. They've been down with the quality of players. They've been down with the number of players. They've been down with size. They've been down with speed. Well, they got a lot of that back this year. And I know that has to do with, Catholic things and how kids get into these schools and what they do. But they've gotten a lot of really good players back. But the number one thing about Carroll is that they're well coached. Those guys over there do a really good job of coaching those kids, getting them ready, figuring out what it takes to win, how you line up, all the little things it takes, and Carroll's doing a good job. Southeast is also one of those teams. It's fascinating, and I'm with TJ. Man, it is fun to see kids who have been down, and then all of a sudden they rise, and they're good, and they're competitive. You just can't take anything for granted with Southeast, and that isn't a story in itself. And I think it's really fascinating. There's a tremendous history with Southeast football, state championships going all the way back to the days of Coach Matasrin, and that's a long time ago. Southeast has been good at football, so it's good to see them come back. And by the way, it's always good to see a high school who has been down, rejuvenate. There is really something special about that story, which is why everybody goes ahead, plays the game. And I want to see it with North. I want to see North go again. I want to see North in the Barry, to get back to the Barry Sanders days and all those kind of great days. I'd love to see North make a comeback. It's time for North to do it. If Southeast can do it, let's go North. Let's see you guys do it too.
Jacob, while we're talking about Bishop Carroll, we haven't talked about this on the show yet. Last week, I caught the second half of them versus Derby. Bishop Carroll's first win ever over Derby. They went down there in Panther Stadium and beat the Derby Panthers, which not a lot of people do. And for them to go down there in a rainy Friday night, it was like no frills. They're like, we're just going to sit here and you got nowhere to go, buddy. They didn't run anything tricky. They weren't letting it fly. It was just, we're going to run it 3 yards at a time. And they did that. And they went into Derby after the season that they had last year and got a win over the Panthers. Yeah. Is a big deal. So heading into the playoffs, they're playing like a really good team.
Well, I told you guys Carroll was going to be good. I mean, I saw him on film before we even played him. I was watching some film with Carroll. And I, on this radio show, I told both of you guys, this is going to be a team that's going to be hard to reckon with throughout the year. They're good, they're big, they're strong, and it's all being proven out. But I saw that on film, the second week when we got started getting a little bit ready for them. So they're a good football team. And hats off to them. I'm glad to see it. I'm glad to see the City League having some strength in its ranks all the way down to the middle part of the league. There's some really very good football teams in the City League this year.
Yeah, it's been a fun year. TJ, what are some of the other smaller schools, metro schools that are, we'll just call it playing competitive games? We know most of the good teams shouldn't have much trouble in the first round.
Yeah, one of my favorite ones tonight, which I'd love to do more on, but it's just, you know, a little farther away from the metro tonight, is Augusta versus McPherson. Should be a bunch of fun. McPherson's always really good. They've lost some uncharacteristic games this year, and Augusta is really playing up. They've had their struggles as well, and they've had a really good season. So I believe this is an 8-9 matchup in Class 4A, if I'm not mistaken. So this is one where it's a little bit of a coin toss game. It'll be a bunch of fun for that one. I'm excited for Trinity Academy. Has had one of their better years in the past couple of years with their new coach, former Jayhawk, leading the Knights there. They go to Heston tonight, which is actually, I can't remember the coach's name for the life of me right now. It was Shadler or something like that. Mm-hmm. He's a Heston alum going back to play against Heston for the first round of the playoffs. So fun story to watch there. Other than that, we had some action on Thursday night. May South couldn't do it at Goddard. Goddard got it done over May South, excuse me. So that was a notable one. I believe that was Goddard's like first playoff win in 3 years, believe it or not. Like, they've gotten upset in the first round as hosting games. They've gotten upset in the first round. So that's one that is notable. And then out west, we got a Great Bend, number one team in 5A. So honestly, I always say, I don't know much about the eastern side of the state because I just don't follow it as much as we do guys. But I mean, we've got legit chance. Like, I mean, Mays is the only undefeated in 6A. Great Bend is probably the best team in 5A outside of maybe a couple Kansas cities, but you can make its case Great Bend might be the best team in 5A. Capon's probably the best team in 4A. Andale's probably the best team in 3A. You know, like, there's a chance.
Got a chance at some hardware this year.
You could put in your Catch It Kansas parlay here. You could really run up some local teams to win some state championships this year, I think.
I love that.
We don't bet on high school sports.
That's correct. We do not. We don't even think about it. TJ, what can we count on for Catch Kansas coverage today?
Going to be a bunch of fun. Rachel and I will be in with you. She's heading out to Southeast. Going to do some pregame live shots at Buffalo Stadium, which I think will be awesome just to have the people out there talking live at a Southeast football game and get those people excited about it, because I know that they're all pumped about it. So we'll have some more coverage on them coming up tonight. Now, I have those games that we talked about. We've got some of our guys up in Topeka area. So we've got those games for you as well. And then state volleyball going on as well. So the pool play yesterday and today at the different sites, and then we'll name some state champions tomorrow. So we'll have coverage of those. If we get some local winners, we'll get some feature stories up on our website, catchitkansas.com, for all the volleyball players to get their love.
Heck yeah. Remember, you've got K-State basketball versus Newman tonight here on KFH. So that high school football scoreboard show will be tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Catch It Kansas coverage begins on 12 News all day long. Catchitkansas.com, the free Catch It Kansas app, taking us into tonight's coverage, of course, at 10:35 on the KSCW for the Catch It Kansas show. It is a Friday fit, boys. Bring this out again because I just love this hat. So 35x70 Golf Co. See that Buffalo? Maybe the Buffalo with the yellow, the gold headband. Maybe Southeast fans looking for looking for a little swag. 35x70 Golf Co. We appreciate their support. It is a good time to get on there and check out their cold weather gear, as well as the temperatures are turning and it's a little trickier to play golf in the regular gear. So go to 35x70golfco.com and check out their selection. You can use the promo code Jacob for 10% off your purchase there. I'm ready for it. You guys get good weather for Friday night football versus a week ago. That's always nice. I don't love when games are impacted by weather. I have covered some just disgusting playoff football games in the state of Kansas over the years, weather wise. And you do feel slighted a little bit sometimes. You're like, man, if the weather was better, but you're not going to have that issue tonight. Halloween night, you're going to get lots of fun costumes in the stands for the fans, and it'll be a beautiful night.
Should we wear costumes on the show? I got a hot dog costume lying around somewhere.
I once did a high school football show. In a lifetime ago, in that we were the Dumb and Dumber yellow and orange tuxedos, and we spent the entire show quoting Dumb and Dumber lines. Like, nothing made it through without a Dumb and Dumber quote. It was one of the greatest achievements I've ever had in broadcast television. I got to find that broadcast. I'll send it to you. All right, that does it. Always fun on Fridays here on Sports Daily. Having a blast. Congrats to everybody on the Mark Andrews tale. We'll try to keep the streak alive on Monday with Monday Night Football. Now I'm feeling pressure on this deal, but it's been fun. Thanks for Brandon and Tommy and Paul for hopping in for some picks. Thanks to Max Power for producing for us this week. We've got a big night of high school football. Don't forget it. Catch it all. High school football scoreboard show tomorrow morning right here. TJ will have you covered on Catch a Kansas tonight. And we will be back Monday to recap Chiefs Bills.
Jacob, we didn't even realize. We just sent it in our group chat. Brandon and I have the exact same picks, and I didn't even look at his picks beforehand. So we will be tailing together. I might actually have to put this one in a parlay.
We always say to destined to fail in our intro there. That feels a little destined-y to fail. All right, we'll see everybody Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.